Welcome to Module 7.1, the Be, Do, Have model and the power of the subconscious mind. The recipe for creating your hell yes life. The order of operations or recipe for creating your hell yes life and becoming the badass version of yourself that you want to become is this. First, number one, being, which is your inner world. The subconscious mind, self-love, self-concept, emotion, visualizations, attitude, mindset, belief systems, and choices. Followed by doing, which are actions, behaviors, decisions, and creations, which result in having, which is manifesting results, realizing, and becoming who and what you desire. To quote Margaret Young, often people attempt to live their lives backward. They try to have more things or have more money in order to do more of what they want so that they will be happier. The way that it actually works is the reverse. You must be who you really are, then do what you really need to do in order to have what you want to have. So let's talk about the first part, part one of this be, do, have model, which begins with being. This consists of aligning your conscious and subconscious mind with what you do want, choosing positivity and a high vibrational emotional state, developing constructive beliefs and thoughts, feeling the wonderful feelings of having what you desire, regardless of whether you actually have it, and believing that what you want is possible for you. Here's the breakdown. Everything in the world is created twice, once in our thoughts, aka being, and then we create it in the physical realm, aka doing and having, and we bring this into reality. So whatever your thoughts are, whatever is going on in your mindset, in your thought patterns, in your belief system, in the stories that we've been talking so much about in this program, whatever is inside of your being is going to manifest in your physical world. There's a famous quote by Henry Ford that really drives this home. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And that saying, as simple as it is immensely valid and exactly on point. What we tell ourselves, what we believe, is how our outside world is going to show up. The outer world is a mirror of our inner world. If we're thinking really good thoughts, if we're positive, constructive, if we have big goals, if we're going for that hell yes life that we really want, then we are going to start experiencing our dreams and desires in the real world. But if we tell ourselves that we can't, if we put limitations on ourselves, if we're believing a bunch of programming or conditioning or tapes from our past or from our culture, we are not going to be able to break through those limitations and stories that have been holding us back. We're going to tell ourselves that we can't do it, and so we're not going to do it. Let's not do that. Let's create what we do want through learning about the power of the subconscious mind and how we can reprogram ourselves to reach our highest heights. The power of the subconscious mind. This is one of my absolute favorite topics and fields of study ever. What you're about to learn in this workbook may surprise you, shock you, or, no pun intended, blow your mind altogether. But don't worry, I'm going to walk you through the who, what, when, where, how of this mysterious and powerful mechanism and teach you how to reprogram yourself to bring whatever you desire into your life. Ready? Okay. I'll start with asking you a question. Have you ever wanted to make a change in your life, any kind of change, big or small, where you just couldn't seem to break out of the pattern that you were in? Like you consciously made up your mind and said, enough is enough. I'm doing things differently from now on. And you got clear on what you wanted instead. Maybe you even declared it in your journal or in your affirmations, but it just didn't stick. Raise your hand if you can relate. I sure can. If you can't relate and you've always created exactly what you want to be and what you want in your life, I must respectfully say that you might be taking the wrong program right now, and or you might be a robot. In either case, good for you and keep it up, whatever it is you're doing. As for the rest of us humanoids, behavior change and habit breaking tends to lean on the more, shall we say, difficult side of things. We declare our undying commitment for the gym, only to wonder how it's been 8 weeks since our last weight circuit. We promise ourselves to stop overspending and undersaving. We open a savings account and we start stacking up. Then we have a morning where we stare into our closet or look at our beat up car or realize that we haven't had a vacation in months, and we drain our accounts in a compulsive lunge toward fulfillment. Or we keep telling ourselves that we're going to finally leave him. This is the last straw. Only to find ourselves making holiday plans to visit his family together for Thanksgiving. Point being, sometimes we just seem to stay stuck as glue to our old ways, even though we desperately want to change ourselves or our lives or the results that we're getting. What is up with that? Well, I've got three words for you. The subconscious mind. Here's how the subconscious mind works. This topic can get pretty complicated because, to be completely honest, the subconscious mind is still very much a mystery in terms of how and why it works. But I'm going to keep it simple and give you the nuts and bolts of this powerful, fascinating mechanism that resides inside of all of us. The human brain is the most complex thing in the universe, and we are still only beginning to understand its immense power and function. That said, what we do know is that we have two minds, two sides of the same coin that interact with each other, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Okay, hold on to your chair. This is going to blow your mind. The subconscious mind is the part of us that we think is our consciousness. It's the part of us that interacts with the world on a day-to-day basis, directing our attention, making decisions, and concentrating on solving problems. But interacting with reality in any given moment requires an immense amount of brain power, which equals energy, which equals how much we need to eat and sleep in order to survive. However, to survive successfully with only our conscious attention would require far too much brain power for us to make it as a species. And so, being adaptive, evolutionary beings, our brains evolved in efficiency, a way to make most of our cognitive activity and processing automatic. In fact, 95% of our mental activity is automatic. I'll say that again, because this is everything. 95% of our mental activity is automatic. As in, we don't even realize that it's taking place. As in, most of our mental activity, beliefs, stories, and behaviors are beyond our conscious awareness. Ah! If this doesn't freak you out at first, well, I don't know what to say, because this is some mind-blowing stuff. Our subconscious automatic mind is what is actually functioning when we think that we are consciously in charge. Which is why when we want to change a habit or develop a better way of being or create more of what we want in our lives, we oftentimes struggle so much. We're trying to make those changes on a conscious level using 5% of our mental capacity, the part of us that takes effortful conscious attention, which is simply not the level from which change is created. We're not tapping into the 95% of ourselves that holds the patterning, conditioning, and automatic behavior, aka our habits. So usually nothing really sticks. So we need to bring our incredible subconscious mind onto the team so that we can really create change. Please watch this short YouTube animation for a visual walkthrough of these concepts. So, darling, welcome to the power of your subconscious mind. This is where you get to begin reprogramming yourself to be, do, and have whatever you desire. But not from merely consciously thinking about it, but by inserting your new desires and declarations into your subconscious mind so that they become automatic and first nature. Taking out the old tapes and putting in the new, as I sometimes say. So, how do we do this? There's an analogy that I think works really well to illustrate how the conscious and subconscious minds work together, which I'll share with you here. Imagine yourself at a restaurant, sitting at a nice table, reading over the menu, and getting a sense of what your options are. You take your time, assess a few top choices, and then make your selection based on what sounds best to you, or what your trainer says you can eat, and you set your menu down. A waiter comes over, and you place your order with him, specifying exactly what you'd like, as well as your drink preference. He writes it down in his notepad and walks across the dining room into the kitchen. You resume chatting with the friend that you're with, and before you know it, the exact meal that you ordered is placed in front of you, looking and smelling like heaven. You clink glasses with your companion and begin to enjoy your scrumptious food. I think you'll all agree that what I just described is an optimal and totally expected dining experience. Every step has its function, with the goal being that you are enjoying a lovely meal with great company. So let's take a look at this from the perspective of your conscious and subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the part of you that looks at the menu, weighs the options, and decides what you'd like to eat. Now, to be clear, your culinary preferences are also influenced by your subconscious mind, experiences, and habits, but let's just say that in this scenario, you are very conscious about what you're deciding to select and order. Then the waiter, aka the part of your brain called the reticular activating system, asks what item you have selected and takes your order. The reticular activating system, or RAS for short, then delivers the order to the kitchen, aka your subconscious mind, where out of sight and out of mind, your meal is prepared following a precise recipe at the hands of those who are trained to create such masterpieces with speed and perfection. Note that you are never in the kitchen making the food. In fact, you don't even have to know what's in it or how it's made. You don't even have to leave your table, and you certainly don't join the cooks in creating your meal. You, the conscious mind, remain hands-off in the actual creation process. Your function is to decide and place the order. The function of your subconscious mind is to bring your order into reality. The cooks in the kitchen of your subconscious mind are trained. They have made this meal 1,000 times. They know the ingredients and the process. They make your imagined meal into a physical, edible reality. Yes, conscious mind made the decision and placed the order. But if the waiter never receives it, or as has happened to all of us at some point, doesn't deliver it to the kitchen, our meal will exist only in our imaginations and never in the real world. Well, this is how your actual conscious and subconscious mind relate, which hopefully demonstrates why taking the step of deciding on what you want, but stopping there, oftentimes leads to nothing changing. You have to communicate your order to your RAS, and then, through techniques mentioned below, deliver it to your subconscious mind, aka the kitchen, so that it can work its wonders of automation and reprogramming and deliver you your mouth-watering feast, or whatever it is that you're trying to change or desire. So how do we do this? There are several different ways to reprogram yourself via your subconscious mind. And for an in-depth understanding of these processes, I recommend reading Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz and other information linked in the resources document. For an overview and some steps that you can begin taking right now, please read on. Important things to know about the subconscious mind: function and reprogramming. 1. The subconscious mind doesn't conceive of time like our conscious mind does. To the subconscious mind, there is no past, present, or future. There's only what we are focusing on in the now. It also doesn't perceive a difference between real and imagined. Again, it only focuses on what is occurring in our consciousness in the now and perceives it as reality. The kitchen doesn't care who or when the food order was placed. It just focuses on making the meal. So how does this order to waiter to kitchen to meal process work on a neurological level? Well, science is still unraveling the functions and mysteries of our incredible brains. But that being said, one thing that is known and understood about the conscious to unconscious relationship is a part of our brain called the reticular activating system, as I mentioned earlier, which filters out the thousands of pieces of information that are going on around us at any given moment, focuses on what's actually important and relevant to us, and sends that information to our subconscious brain. You can learn more about the reticular activating system by doing a Google search or clicking on this article, which provides a good introduction and overview. So, to distill the profound function of the RAS down, our focus becomes our reality, literally. This is why affirmations, visualizations, and mind movies, belief systems, stories, meditation and mindfulness, gremlin excavation, and ally identification are so important. When we focus on what we want, our brains literally orient toward making it a reality, which leads me to the next important thing to know about the brain and the subconscious mind. Neurons that fire together wire together, which is a nerdy neuroscience saying that means that the more something is repeated in the brain, the stronger the pattern or pathway becomes. Just like muscle, through constant use, exposure, and exercise, our psychological muscles strengthen as well. And these muscles literally become our habits, abilities, behaviors, beliefs, and attitudes. The more we do, think, or expose ourselves to something, the more it becomes first nature, which is how we developed our current patterning and programming in the first place, and now find ourselves frustrated as to how we got this way and why it's so difficult to change. Alas, repetition, my dear Watson. The good news is we can reprogram ourselves using the same tool of repetition that built the patterns that we currently have. Just like learning to write, play the guitar, or send an email, we can learn anything with practice. Our brain's ability to change like this is referred to as neuroplasticity, and it is to our huge advantage to resculpt the plastic to work for us, not against us. This is why constantly rehearsing your visualizations and affirmations is so important. The more you visualize and emotionalize what you do want, the more your subconscious mind focuses on that being reality. It doesn't know that it hasn't happened yet. All it cares about is that what you're focusing on is what you're focusing on. And it's its job to make it and deliver the meal exactly as ordered. As Napoleon Hill famously stated, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. This, my dear, is the simple and fascinating truth. The more you rehearse what you do want, whether it's giving a speech or handling a disagreement with your partner with grace, the more practiced you will be and thus conditioned to live your ideal conception. Visual images. The subconscious mind loves images. Well, by that I mean that the more that it sees something, the more it begins to accept it. The more familiar the image becomes, the more automatically the subconscious mind interacts with the visual information. Think about it. When you first moved to your current neighborhood, you noticed the stores, shops, and restaurants nearby because they were new. And because your conscious attention was in a space of curiosity about the area, you made a mental note each time you drove by that delicious-looking Mexican restaurant on the corner. Now, you hardly notice at all. But if you're daydreaming about where to get some bomb tacos, you know that it's there. In a short period of time, your brain handed over the visual information of El Sombrero from your conscious to your subconscious mind. It works the same way with anything else that we are repeatedly exposed to. The alphabet, our best friend's face, logos, geographic fashion trends, Wranglers versus boho hats, for instance, and pretty much anything else that you see in the world. Your mind habituates, integrates, and accepts the information that you see. To use this to your advantage, to break out of your paradigm, you must expose yourself to external and internal images of what you desire, often. The more you visually expose yourself to what it is that you want, the more your subconscious mind will begin to accept and integrate that information as actual reality. Totally possible, and, duh, of course you drive a red sexy car, kind of thinking. This is why vision boards and visualization are so useful. So go ahead and grab some travel, lifestyle, and other magazines that represent your dream life and set aside a few hours for a fun vision board self-date, or have your friends or family or partner join you. For those of you who might be nomadic or unable to create a physical vision board, Pinterest is a terrific and fun way to create a hell yes life vision pin board. Check out this article for more information about visual reprogramming. Building muscle takes action, aka the do in the be, do, have model. The subconscious mind is a powerful machine, yet the imaginative part is only part of the equation. You must add action to the vision in order to create something in reality, because no matter how hard we try, physical objects don't just materialize from sheer thought alone. Well, usually. We must act in alignment with the mental concepts that we have developed. This means paying attention to opportunities and synchronicities, being proactive about the ways in which we can take steps forward to what we want, staying consistent and committed, and building upon our experience through new and additive experiences that pave the way to what it is that we desire. Through action and doing, the subconscious self syncs with the somatic or physical self, and then voila, off we go down the road without our training wheels. Lastly, the creative power of the spoken word. When we speak, we are declaring our experience in a powerful dance of thought, word, and action. Speaking is a powerful way to strengthen those neurotransmitters and facilitate the reprogramming process. When you say, I can, or I can't, or I'm such an idiot, or I'm such a bad writer, out loud, your subconscious mind is taking orders. So as Don Miguel Ruiz emphasizes in the Four Agreements, be impeccable with your word. What you speak becomes who you are. Now that you're empowered with the knowledge of how to literally program yourself for what it is that you do want to create in your life, please continue on to 7.2 to revisit your amazing visions and visualizations from Module 2. See you there.